Okay, Mishnah in Chagige, Daf Chavov says, Ketzed ma'avirim al tayres ha'zore, matbilim et ha'kelim shiyu ba'migdosh, v'omrim lehem huzaru shalotigu ba'shulchan. The Mishnah says that we tell them, Kohanim, Amei Ha'oretz, they should watch out not to touch the shulchan, because we have a problem afterwards, we'll have to be toivel the shulchan, and there's aloch of the shulchan, shi'etomid, you're not able to take it out of the mikdash to be toivel. So what the Gemara takes out from the Mishnah, that the shulchan is mekabel tumen. If there's a problem, we tell them at Kohanim Amei Ha'aretz, that even though they're in the regel, they are tahorim, but after regel, we learned at the beginning of the parak that they have tumen, so we learn from that that the shulchan is mekabel tumen. So the Gemara asks, why is the shulchan mekabel tumen? V'teipu klei de kli asui lenachasu. We have a klal that kli asui lenachas doesn't mekabel tumen. In other words, kli that is not made to move, it doesn't mekabel tumen. Only kli that is metaltel, that it moved, that we move the kli, that it's made to be moved, such kli is mekabel tumen. But kli asui lenachas, kli that is not made to move, is not mekabel tumen. What's the reason? The Gemara brings the makor to it. V'chol kli asui lenachas lo metame. My time. What's the reason that kli asui lenachas, kli that is made not to be moved, is not mekabel tumen? Dumi de sak beinan. We learn from sak. Rashi says, "Dichsiv kol asher yipol alav mihem b'moiso yitame mikol kli eitz o beged or o sak." It's kli eitz is hukash to sak. It has to be dumi like a sack. And what is the sack? What it has to be dumi the sack? Ma sack metaltel moli vereka, like a sack. We can move it when it's full and we move it when it's empty. Af kol metaltel moli vereka. Also, kli eitz has to be able to be moved when it's full and when it's empty. And kli asui lenachas menoiro. And Shulchan, the Gemara also says Menoira, that it's made not to be moved, it's not Dumi the Sak, it's not the same thing as Sak, so it's not able to be Mekabel Tumah. So the question is, why in the Mishnah says that you're not, that Tomei or Amoret shouldn't touch the Shulchan, it shouldn't be Metame the Shulchan, the Shulchan is Kli Asui Lenachas, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara answers, Kidrei Shlokish, the Omer Shlokish, May dichsiv ala shulchan atohor michlal shu tameh. Because we have a pasuk mifurash in Vayikra, shulchan atohor. Why do we have to mention that it's tohor? If it's kli asui lenachas that it doesn't mekabel tumah, you don't have to mention that it's tohor. Of course it's tohor. Every shulchan that's not made to move, it's memeile tohor. So Reish Lakish learns from that it could be mekabel tumah. And what's the reason? Why should it be mekabel tumah? It's kli asui lenachas, not made to move. Elo melamed shemagbiim oto v'marim bo lo'ile regolim lechem aponim v'omlim lehem ro'u chibosom lechibaschem lefnei amokim siluke kisidurei. Reish Lakish says that we had an Indian that they used to take out, used to lift up the shulchan to show the order of the Golim, the Chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Am Yisrael, that even when came the time to move to take off the Lechem Aponim, it was still warm like the same minute that it was put on. So we see that the Shulchan is made to be moved. It's not only made not to be moved, the Shulchan was also be made to move. It's not Kli Asui Lenachas. And because it's not Kli Asui Lenachas, it's Mekabel Tumah. Well, we want to talk about this nekuda of kli asui lenachas. What's the yesod of kli asui lenachas that it's not mekabel tumen? So Rashi says, Rashi dibur amaskil masak mitaltem ole vereka. Says Rashi, yotza osi lenachas she'ina mitaltem mod vereka. Yotza kli eitz hamachzik arboim seyo belach she'in kurayim biyovish afal pi she'mitaltem reka. So Rashi mentions here another din that is not mentioned in our Gemara. Our Gemara says Kli Asui Lenachas does not mekabel tumah, because it's not metaltel mole v'reka. Rashi mentions another halacha that we have in a few places in the Shas. Yotze kli ham eitz hamachzik arboim seya. If we have a kli eitz that is very big, that it holds our boim seya, that's very big, so that it also is not mekabel tume. And what's the reason? Rashi also, we learn it from Dumi the Sak. Shema, what is it? Do you have to be Dome the Sak? Shulo metalto reikom v'gam lo metalto mole. Sha'apal pi, even though we can move it when it's empty, but we can't move such a big kli that it's mekabel arboim seya, we can't move it when it's full. Why? Because if we'll move it, it can break. So we have two halachas. In Rashi we see there's two halachas. There's kli asu lenachas, kli that it's made to be, not to be moved. And we have a kli that even if it's made to be moved, but it's made to be moved when it's empty, but it's not made to be moved when it's full. So the pashtus when we see from Rashi that it's two halachas nifradot. There's kli asu lenachas, and there's kli abo remido. Both of them are not mekabel tumen, but it's not one halacha. It's two halachas. Two miyutim. There is a miyut for kli asu lenachas, and we have a miyut of kli abo remido. On the Rambam we see it's one halacha. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel halacha Aleph of Kelim, kol kli eitz asu lenachas, afilu eino mekabel ela davar muat. Every kli that it's made not to be moved, even the small, who lo eino mekabel tume, lo midivrei toiro, velo midivrei sefer. He doesn't mekabel tume, not mina toiro, and the Rabbanon also was not gozer kabolas tume on kli asu lenachas. The whole kli shu asui le kli etz. We're all talking about now kli etz. The whole kli etz shu asui le taltel mole v'reken kisak. But if the kli is made to be moved full and empty, afilu ayam machzik me'aseo. Even though it's a very big kli, it's a gigantic kli, it holds me'aseo. Afal pi sheyesh lo shulaim, even though it has something to basis to be put on the floor. Hoyil ve'eino yasui lenachas, it's not made to be in one place the whole time. Ha'reizem mekabel tume din toira kishal kli kibul. This such a kli is mekabel tume kli bigul, like a regular kli kibul. In other words, says the Rambam, that the ikir is if it's made to be moved or not made to be moved. And the Rambam says even if it's very big, if it's made to be moved, it's mekabel tume. V'chol kli eitz shu stam im ayu lo shulaim lishev behem ala karka, every kli that it has a basis to be put on the floor, kidei shelo yeh noach litgalgel, it's made not to be on wheels that it shouldn't move, v'yah machzik arboim seya belach shen kurayim biyovesh eino mekabel tume klal lo midivrei toira velo midivrei soifri mipnei shecheskos ishu asui lenachas. The Rambam says, now the halacha that Rashi mentioned, shekli abov amid is not mekabel tume. The Rambam says the reason is not because it's big and not because it's kli abov amid, that's the reason it's not mekabel tume. Ela stome, Chazal knew that stome, such a big kli, is usually made not to be moved. But the halacha is one according to the Rambam. The halacha is kli asui lenachas eino mekabel tume. Stam kli, that it's big, that it's arboim seo, then it's like a kli asu lenachas. But it's not shtei halachas according to the pashtus in Rashi, that it's two different droshas. But according to the Rambam, the drosha is one. The drosha is kli asu lenachas ulo mekabel tume. But usually, we don't have to check. Usually, once it's very big, and it's usually not made to move. But if, for example, according to the Rambam, that he explains afterwards in Mishnah base, in Halacha base, that even if it's machzik arboim seyo, but it's made to be moved, then it will be mekabel tume. That's according to Shita Saramba. The Ravid says, the Ravid is choylik and the Rambam on two nekudis. The first din, the Ravid is choylik and the Rambam. The Ravid says there's no such a thing usually kli asu lenachas, because a person decided not to move such a kli, that doesn't mafkia from the kli din kabbalas tume. The kli in itself could be moved because a person made a yichud, a person decided not to move it, that is not able to mafkia from the kli the din of Kabbalah's tumah. What I but we have the Gemara. The Gemara says kli asui lenachas is not mekabel tumah. Says the Ravid that that's only said by the Shulchan or by Menorah shenemar tomit. There's aloche that you're not allowed to move it. There's an Easter to move it. So that in the heft of the kli, we see if there's an Easter, so this kli is miwad not to be moved. But for a person to decide, I'm not moving this kli, and because of that, it won't be mekabel tumah. The Ravid says there's no such an aloche. There's no such an aloche. That's the first machlekes we have between the Rambam and the Ravid. The aloche shnia that we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says all kli habo b'mida is not mekabel tumah, even if I can move it. It doesn't have to do, according to the Ravid, it doesn't have to do what the person plans to do with the kli. If he plans on moving it, doesn't plan on moving it, doesn't have to do with it. Doesn't have to do with the das or the yichud of the person. He doesn't be koveya the dinim of the kli. The kli, it has to do with the kli of itself. And a kli above a midah, it's a big kli, and such a kli is not doing me the sack, and it doesn't be mekabel to me. Even if I'll move it, even if it'll be made lefemim to move. Then it's not mekabel tumah. According to the Rambam, if it'll be able to be moved, it won't be. It will be mekabel tumah. Because according to the Rambam, the halacha is different halacha. All the halacha is clear svil nachas. The fi arayvit is not such an halacha. Only we have it by the shulchan that is an iser to move. But according to the Rambam, that's all. That we only have halacha achad of clear svil nachas, and clear above a meter is usually not made to be moved. In the Ravid, it's the opposite. There's no such a thing as clear suli nachas, only if there's an Easter to move it. And clear babamida is mele, it can't be that the reason be it's the Torah because it's not made to move, because there's no such an halacha. But ela, the reason is that in itself, such a big kli is not mekabel to me. So according to that, that's like an akdome only. According to now, when we'll see in the Rambam, clear babamida, clear suli nachas, it's mele the same thing, because we'll talk about a few Rambams that sometimes they'll talk about Kliya Sulenacha and sometimes they talk about Kliya Babamida. Lemaisa, according to the Rambam, it's the same halacha. According to the Ravid, it can be two different halachas. According to Rashi, we would die in Rashi, also could be. We'll talk now about Shita Sarama. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Kalim, Halacha Yud, the Rambam brings like this. There's an aloha, we'll read it from the Rambam. Kli eitz, the kli or the kli etzim. There are three kinds of kelim that the dinim are very similar. There's kli eitz, kli or, that's kli from or, from skin. And kli etzim, that's from kli, so kelim from bones, that we made bones of, from behemoths, that's also be the kelim. Mikableihem kegon ha'ariva v'achemes. There's an aloha in Kli Eitz. We'll talk about only Kli Eitz. Kli Eitz, there's a tnai to be mekabel. Tumen has to be a mekabel. It has to be something that contains, or not a flat kli, but it has to have something to contain, a cup, a spoon also contains, but not a knife, for example. A knife, it does not have a mekabel. So that's the aloha. Also, kli cheros, we have such an aloha that it's only mitame if it has a mekabel, if it has a kli kibul. Avo pshutehem, kigon haluchot vakisei vaor shochlim alav, v'chiyotze behem, ein mekablin tuma ela midivrei soifri. Shenema, mikol kli eitz obeget, mipia shmua lamdu, ma'asak sheish lo beis kibul, av kol sheish lo beis kibul. V'chli eitz, kikli eitz lekol dabar. So the Rambam says that is an aloche, that's an aloche pshuto, that is mentioned in the Mishnah, in Perek Sheni, in Kelim, aloche Mishnah Aleph, that kli eitz pshutehim tohoirim, v'mikableihim tmeim. Kli eitz has to be mekabel, has to be something that to contain, to hold thing, but if it be like a flat luach, a flat like a shulchan also, it's not a mekabel. So all these things are it's called pshut ekliyets. Pshut ekliyets him tohiri. But the Rambam says an aloche. Bepashtis, what the Rambam says, it's a gemara in Baba Basa daf samach vov. Bepashtis, Tosfot is choilek, but that's the way the Pashtus is according to the Rambam, that even though that Kli Eitz is not mekabel tume midoraisa, but it is mekabel tume midrabanan. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, the Rambam says when we shu mekabel tume midivrei ela mid ein mekabel tume ela midivrei soifrim. In other words, midrabanan rabanan was gozer tume on pshutei Kli Eitz. Shitas Tosfot in Bava Basra Daf Samach Vav in Menoches Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Shepshute Kli Eitz, Kli Eitz that it doesn't have a mekabel, doesn't have a, don't, to contain it. It is tohor gam midrabanan. Only shita sarambamu that it's tome midrabanan. The michas chinuch is medayik, not medayik. He brings the Rambam in Paragimel halacha aleph. We had that before. Now we mention it again, and the Rambam says. Al kli eight kli eight kliya suile nachas or kliya babemida. We explained that it is the same thing. B'chol kli eight shu stam imayulo shulaim lishev behem al akarka kidei shienoach lidgalgel v'yam achzik al boim seya belach shem kuraim biyovesh eina mekabel tume klal lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivrei sofrim mipnei shecheskol soy shu suile nachas. The Rambam says mifurash. Shekli abo b'mido or kli asui lenachas is not mekabel tume lo min atoira, he's a lo dumi desak, and not midivrei soifrim. So the Michas Chinuch says the Rambam, there's a raya according to the Rambam that kli abo b'mido, the kli asui lenachas is not mekabel tume osam midrabanan. We have a raya from our sugi and chagiga, because if kli abo b'mido Kli Asui Lenachas was mekabel tumim midrabanan, so we understand the Mishnah why we tell the Kohani Amei Haaretz not to touch the Shulchan, because we'll have to be toivel it. Maybe midorais but midrabanan there is tume, and the Gemara says no. If it's Kli Abba Midah Kli Asui Lenachas, it will be Torah legamri. Only the Gemara answers that a yot that in we pick up the Shulchan for the regalim. So it's not Kli Asui Lenachas. But if it was via Kli Asui Lenachas, Bepashtes, we see in the Sugi by us that it's Tohor Legamrei also Midrabanan. But the Michas Chinuch asks, what's taka the difference? What is the difference that Pshutei Kli Eitz that is not Mekabel Tumi Midoraisa, Rabbanan saw a reason to be Gozer that it should be Mekabel Tumi Midrabanan, and V'ilu Kli Abo Ben Kli Asui Lenachas, Rabbanan wasn't Gozru, Rabbanan wasn't, didn't Gozru, didn't make a din tume on Kli Asui Lenachas. The question is, what's the difference? Ali both of them was be memayit from the same posuk of Dumi the Sak. So what's the difference between Kli Asui Lenachas lepshute Kli Eitz? That's what asked the Michas Chinuch. We found another difference. Also, the Michas Chinuch talks about this point in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Ois Yud Beis. The Michas Chinuch also has another point in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Perek Aleph of Kehilim Alochi Yud, what we mentioned before. So the Rambam continues. The Medvarim Amurim Shetumas Pshuteihem Midivrei Soifri. Bishar Tumois, when would we said that the Tumas Pshute Kli Eitz is not Mekabel Tume, that's only in Shar Tumas, Tumas Meis, Tumas Sheretz, all the other Tumas. Chutz mi Tumas Medres. Aval be Medres Azah v'chaveirov, mitamim en atoirov. Shenema v'kol ha-mishkav asho yishkav alav. Kol asui le-meshka v'le-merkav k'mo sh'biyama. The Rambam says that Pshute Kli Eitz is mekabel tume midoraisa betumas medras. In other words, the zav, that means nido, or zovo, or zav, or valkeri, all of these have a din tumas medras. They had a chidush din of zav, that if he lays on a mattress, even 10 mattresses underneath him, or all the tummy, even if he didn't touch it, that's called tumas medras. It's called mishka v'zav, and it becomes Ava Tumeh. That's a chidush that we have in Zav, or Tumish, It's usually a tumah yoytes migufay, a tumah that he didn't be mekabel tumah, he didn't touch a mace, he didn't touch a sheret, but it's a tumah from an adam that it came out of his body. That's called the zav came out of him, or a zovo, or a nido. There all these are metame tumas medres. Mishkov hazav, that even anything that he was laying on, or sitting on, or leaning on, anything underneath him, are all be metame ba'ava tumah tumas medres. Omer Rambam says, the Rambam says that even pshutei kli eitz are not mekabel tume betumas meis or betumas sheretz, but they are mekabel tumas medres. Because tumas medres doesn't have to be dumi the sack. It's a different halacha of tume. Kol asher mishkav asher yishkav alav yitva. We'll see in the continuation another example that we have in medres that it's different than other tumas. But that's the sheet of the Rambam. Betuma bekli eitz asui lenachas. It's not written mefurish in the Rambam. What's the din legabei tumas medris? But the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam, when he talks about meper gimel locha yud locha aleph beis gimel, the Rambam doesn't say any word. Like he said, in Pshute Kli Eitz, that is mitame tumas medres. The Rambam like says Kli Asul Nachas Utor Bein Midivrei Torah Bein Midivrei Sefer. The Rambam didn't mention anything if it's mekabel tumas medres. So we don't know exactly what is the sheet of the Rambam. What we have before Rashu that Tisvis in Shabbos that Peidal Damud Aleph says Vadai Shagam Kli Abobe Mido is Mekabel Tumas Medris. Gan Kli Asule Nachas Kli Abobe Mido, they are Mekabel Tumas Medris. Like Pshute Kli, there's no difference. Berega, since we don't have to be Dumie the Sak, it doesn't have to be Dumie the Sak like Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Meis. It's a different halacha, so we don't have to be Dumie the Sak. It doesn't. It could be Metalta Molev, even if it's not Metalta Molev Reika. It's mekabel tumah like pshutei kli, there's no difference. But in the Rambam we don't have it's not written mefirush. We found yes one of the rishonim that says mefirush that it's not mekabel tumah smedrash bekli asui lenachas. That's the Ramban. The Ramban in Shabbos, but at the end of daf pei gimel amud beis, the Ramban says we'll read his loshon. Ela kol haboyim b'midot tahorim. Afal pi shehim ruim le medres. He says lehege that kli habo b'mida, like we say habo b'mida asul nachas al kopanim according to Rambam, the same thing. Afal pi shehim ruim le medres they tehoirim. The griy mi pshutei kli eitz. They're less the yeter gruim. They're less in the din of kabbalas tumah than pshutei kli eitz. Pshutei kli eitz are mekabel tumas medres. And Kli Asul Nachas or Bobimida is not Mikabo to Mesmed. And the Rambamak says, Veshema Ikeribui Bekrole Pshute Kli Eitz, the Chazel Midrosus, but Bobimida Nitmatu Mikru. The Rambam, like, he doesn't really explain, he looks like he's mistopic here. Really, we know that there's a difference. Veshema Iker, probably there is such a pasuk that is a Mirabe. Pshute Kli Eitz to Tumas Medres, and it's Memayet Kli Abobe Mido, but he doesn't know exactly where, but Lemaiseh, the Shitas, that's what we found before the Shitas on Ramban. Tosfat, again, Tosfat is, there's no difference between Pshute Kli Eitz, like Pshute Kli Eitz is Mekabel Tumas Medres, as also Kli Abobe Mido is Mekabel Tumas Medres. And the Ramban says no. The Ramban says Pshute Kli Eitz is not Mekabel Tumas Smedler is mekabel tumas smedler vekli abobe nachas asul nachas is not mekabel tumas smedres. Dech agav, we won't talk about this, but Rabbi Zalman he put out the Ramban. So he wrote on the Hagaot Lamata on the bottom. The Rabbi Zalman mentions that the Ramban and Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis is soter to what he says in Pedaf Pegimel. The Daf Mem Daled, the Ramban says that kli abobe mido is mekabel tumas medres. So we won't talk yet. We have talk about this now, but you can look in Chidushei Rabbar Yaleib Chelek Beis Simen Ayin. According to what he says, is miyushav the Rastira and the Ramban. But we won't. That has to do with halachas of tumas medres. Today we're talking about kli abobe mido. In the Shita Sarama, so we have a machloikis, the Mishnah Achroina and the Tesis Yomtov. The Mishnah Achroina, they didn't bring down the Ramban, but the Mishnah Achroina says Al Das Atzmai, by himself, he says, if the Rambam didn't mention that there is Din Tumas Medris in Kli Asui Lenachas, so there isn't. Because he should have mentioned that there is, like he said, I'm Shute Kli Yates. So the Mishnah Achroina says, Bemet, there is no Din Tumas Medris be Kli Asui Lenachas. Lumatzot, Atesis Yonta said, he can't say it. He also feels the problematic part here, that the Rambam didn't mention Din Tumas Medris and Kli Asui Lenachas, but he said he can't say that it's Tohor, because if it has to be, if the Kol Miut is Dumi the Sack, like you saw him, Pshute Kli Yates, the Dumi the Sack is not a Siba that it be Tohor for Tumas Medris, but Tumas Medris, there's no halacha that has to be Dumi the Sack. So the same thing that Kli Asui Lenachas will be Tomei like Pshute Kli Yates. But the Tosfos Yontov does say a Chidush, and this Chidush will have to understand this Chidush. The Tosfos Yontov says a Shita Shlishit, Shita in the middle. We have one Shita Tosfot that Kli Asui Lenachas is Tomei like Pshute Kli Yates. We have the Mishnah Achroina and the Ramban. Pnei Yeshua also, that Kli Asui Lenachas is not Mekabel Tumas Medris. The Tosfos Yontov has a Shita in the middle. We have a Klal, in a few places it's mentioned in the Shas, in Nida, in Bovakama, Daf Chofei, it's known. Shekol HaMekabel Tumas Medris, Harehu Tomei Gam BeTumas Meis. The Gemara says, even that we have Pshute Kli Eitz, and it's Tohor Min HaTorah, but if that Pshutim were made to be a seat, were made to be a medris, were made to be a bed, so it will be also mekabel tumas meis. The Gemara learns it from a kal v'chomer from Pachintan. We won't get into this kal v'chomer, but that's the aloche. We have an aloche kol hametame b'mishkan hazav as umetame b'tumas meis. Even though that we have a cloud of tumas meis, does it metamic pshute kli yates? It only has to be a mekabel. But once it's made to be tumas medris, we have a klal that has to be made for medris. It has to be made that people lay on it or sit on it or walk on it. If it's not made for its tama table, somebody will lay on the table and it's not made to lay on it, it won't be mekabel tumas medris. Or somebody will lay on a knife, it won't be mekabel tumas medris. Only if it's like a bed and it's made to be laid on, then it'll be mekabel tumas medris. So if we have a flat bed, and it's since it's been made to be for to be a mishkov, it will be also mekabel tumas meis. Tumas meis. So the right, that's the cloud that we have. The Tosfos Yontov comes with a big chidush, and he says that Kli Asui Lenachas, it will be metame tumas medris, like pshute kli yates. That's true. It'll be mekabel metame tumas medris, but we won't have this klal shekola metame medris metame tumay meis. It will be only metame medris, and it won't be metame tumas meis. But he didn't explain it. And the Chazon Ish said it can't be such a thing. If it's already be metame tumas, if it'll be metame tumas medris, then definitely be metame tumas meis. Why not? Why should it be different? We have the same kal v'chomer, why should it be different? So we have to understand two shitas. We have to understand, first shita, what's the, according to the Mishnah Achroina, if we go according to the Mishnah Achroina, and that is shita Sarambam, that there is a difference between that Kli Asui Lenachas is not mekabel tumas medris. So we have to ask the first question is, we have to understand, what's the difference between Kli Asui Lenachas that it's not mekabel tumas medris, and Pshute Kli Yates is mekabel tumas medris? That's the first question that we have to understand. It's very similar what we asked beforehand, what the Michas Chinuch asked, what's the difference midrabona de argozor on tumas pshute, on Pshute Kli Yates, rabona argozor tume, and on Kli Asui Lenachas, rabona were not gozor tume. It's the same. It's basically the same question. We'll have the same svar. We'll have an answer for both questions. And then we have to understand the Tosfos Yontov, that he says on one side, he says that Tumas Medris, Kli Asui Lenachas is Mekabel Tumas Medris. But it won't be, well, we won't have the cloud shekola metame medres metame tmeimis. He won't have this cloud that once it's metame medres, he is memeila metame also tmeimis. And truth that creates, we have this cloud. What's the difference? We also have to understand that this is something. So the Maisa Ikir Devot said the Mishnah Achrona, and we'll bring it out from the Rambamim, this Yisot. And we'll see that it's also not so simple, it's not so poshut that we have a machlekes in it. We have we'll make a Agdama beforehand. We have a klal, there's a Mishnah in Perek Vov in Olois, Mishnah Vov Perek Aleph. It's known from the Yeshiva Shemesechta in Bava Basra that if you test, it's brought down a lot. We know there's a klal that keilim einam choytzitzim b'fnei atume. In other words, if we have tumas mace, we know that tumas mace is metaman oil. If we have a mace here, everything that is in the same room with it will be tame. That's tumas mace is metaman oil. Or, for example, we are in the street and we have a kezayis of a mace, and somebody puts his hand above it. It's ma'il ala oil, and he's tomei, and he's tomei. That's halacha pshuta. Then we have a halacha of chotzetz b'fnei atume. Yeah, so that blocks the tumor from going up, from spreading. That's chotzetz b'fnei atume. If we take, for example, we take a piece of wood that it's tefach and tefach, that's shur of oil. And we put it above the mace with a fresh of tefach at least, then if somebody that will be above this plank of wood, he will be tohor, because the wood was choytzetz b'fnei atume. It's choytzetz b'fnei atume. Anything is choytzetz b'fnei atume. But we have a few things that are not choytzetz b'fnei atume. Anything that is mekabel tume is not choytzetz b'fnei atume. So if we put your kli cheles or call any kli, or kli eitz hamekabel tume, or oichlin shemekablim tume, they won't be mechoitzes b'fnei tume. If we have oichel that was already mukhshar to kabel tume, it won't be choitzes b'fnei tume. Then we have another aloche that l'maisa it's a machlekes rabbonon v'rabbelozer, but we go according to rabbonon that odom v'keilim einam choitzes in b'fnei tume. Also, keilim tohoirim, even though that the kli won't be mekabel tume, but he can't be choytzes b'fnei tume. He can't be choytzes b'fnei tume. In other words, if we take pshute kli eitz, or we'll take even a easier example, kli glolim or kli avonim or kli adome, all these are not mekabel tume at all. So if we take a kli adome and we put it above a kizayis of a mace, and somebody sits above it, or there's a kli above it, he won't be choytzes b'fnei atume, even though that the kli glolim is not mekabel tume. But we have another halacha: keilim berega that it has a shame of kli is not mekabel tume. Kli lo mekabel tume. But the Rambam brings the halacha like that. So basically, what the Rambam, the makor of the Rambam is Perek Ches Mishnah Beis in Mishnah Aleph in Oilis, but we'll see it in a minute in the Mishnah. We'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Perek Yud Beis Mitumas Meis Halacha Beis. The Rambam says halacha like this: Haita Tuma Al Gabav Harei Kol Hakelim Shetachtav Tohorim Mepnei Shaoihel Choytzes Befnei Tume Vechli Glolim Vechli Avonim Vechli Adoma Haboim Bemido הרי הם כאוהלים ואינם ככיינים לפיכר חויצצים בפני התומה. The Rambam says a חידוש דין like this. The Rambam says, even though we know that כלי גלולים וכלי אדומו לא מקבלים תומה, and they're not חויצצים בפני התומה, that's small כלים. But ברגע that it's כלי הבא במידו, אם כלי הבא, or like it's כלי עשוי לנחס, כלי הבא במידו, the Rambam says, they are choytzes b'fnei atume. If we have a piece of tume here, a kizayis tume, and we put a big kli glolim, kli adoma, so somebody that, or kli that is mekabel tume, or a person that sits on top, will be tohor. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference if it's kli above a mido or not above a mido? Both of them are not mekabel tume. Both of them are keilim. Keilim not choytzes. So the Rambam explains why is this. The Rambam says, "Kli adom haboyim b'mida harehem keohalim veinam kekelim." The Rambam says here a new explanation. The Rambam says, "Kli abo b'mida
It's not the stam in halacha that it doesn't mekabel tuma because it's kli lo dumi de sak and it's chaser the tnaim of the chashivut of kli, but kli habamida is not a kli. It's an oil. It's different. It's an oil. We know that a house doesn't be mekabel tuma. A oil doesn't mekabel tuma. A oil is not a keli, and a oil can be choytzetz b'fnei hakli, b'fnei tuma. Kelim lo choytzetzim, but oilim is choytzetzim. And the Ravid mentions the law, the filo shel eitz v'im ba'im b'mida. Rambam didn't mention here. Rambam mentioned here kli glonim, kli adomo, kli avonim, kli adomo. Ba'im b'mida. Rambam didn't mention kli eitz. The Ravid says who adin kli eitz, and the Kesem Mishnah said that's the way the Rambam v'dai also agrees kli eitz. Looking the Rav Chaim Bestensel, you can see another explanation why the Rambam didn't say it mefurash. But vaday the din is also bekli eitz above amida, and we have that in mefurash in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel the elu mevim vechoytzitzim kli eitz above amida. V'chein kol kli glolim kli avonim kli glolim v'kli adoma aboim v'mida. Aba pshutei kli elim heim lo chotzitzim. So the Rambam we see the mefurash beperek Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel that kli above a mida who is choytzetz b'fnei hatume, and what is the reason? The Rambam says it's because it's ohalim. Derech agav, this is only shitas Harambam. The Rosh is choylek on this. The Rosh in his pirush on oilis beperek ches. So he bring beperek ches Mishnah Aleph. It's written also that. Shade a table, migdal, sheimachzikim arboim seo, mivim vechoytzitzim. So, like the Rambam says, it's lemaisa, it's a Mishnah, mefurash a Mishnah, shekli above a mida, choytzitz bifnei atume. It's different than all the other kelim toirim, but it's choytzitz bifnei atume. But the Rosh asks, why is that? What is the difference? Why it's sach hakol, it's a kli tohor, and kli tohor is not choytzitz bifnei atume. That's what the Rosh asks, and the Rosh says a big chidush. And the Rosh says a big chidush that bemet it won't be choytzetz mamash b'fnei atume. In other words, the Rambam says like that, but the Rosh says different. If we have kizayis mace here and we put above it a kli above a mida, and somebody will be above that, it won't be choytzetz b'fnei atume. I, the Mishnah says that it's choytzetz b'fnei atume. So the Rosh says it's under a pirush, made something else. We mean that if we have one house, we have two rooms, and we have a wall divided it between, and there's a window between them. So we know that all from the sugya of Basra, that the tumah will go from one room to the second room through the window. Or if we have a bayis and aliyah, and a bayis, and then we have a second floor, and there's a hole of at least tefach al tefach. There's tumah in the bayis. The tumah will go and be mispashet into the aliyah also. The Rosh says, but if we put a kli tohor there, then the kli will be choytzes b'fnei tumah. If the tumah won't be exactly underneath the kli, if we be on the side, so it's only mispashet this tumah. The tumah is chalash yeter. It won't be able to pass through the kli because it's only a hole there, and it's all just only a mashlim of the oil, because we have already basically a dividing of the two oilim. Then kli tohor will be choytzes, and that tak is a din not only in kli above mida, and the kol kli tohor will be choytzes in such a case. Even kli cheres, and the back of the kli cheres will be on the side, pointing to the side of the tumah, would also be choytzes, like we see in the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Chof, because the back of the klicheres doesn't mekabel tumah. Klicheres doesn't mekabel tumah only in the inside of the klicheres. So according to the Rosh, we don't see anything, any particular din, any special din of kli above midah. It's only kli tohor, and we don't see anything special. But the Rambam we do see, because the Rambam is talking lehevia about tumah underneath the kli. It doesn't talk about that it's only between bayis and aliyah, and by or on a window between two houses. And the Rambam also gives us an hezber. We know that already a kli above a mida is tall. Why does the Rambam have to give us an hezber that it's a suika ohalim? Lo rak zeh. Not only that, the Rambam is talking about also kli glonim v'kli avonim v'kli adoma. there clay in Tahirim also if it wouldn't be above a midah, and if it only the Rambam will only be talking about between a window between two rooms between two houses, we don't need above a midah. And once it's clear eglolim, clear doma, clear avonim, made of stones of earth, but not cheres. So it's anyways Torah, it's anyways choytes between two houses. So we definitely see that the Rambam is choylik and the Rosh, and the Rambam holds that it's really choytes mamish b'fnei atumen, like a regular chatzitza. And the Rambam tells us why, and the Rambam says that kli habobe mida is not a kli. The kli habobe mida is called the oyel. We found such a halacha also in Hilchos Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch, Chaim, Simin Yud, Shin Yud Dalet, Sif Aleph, so that we know that the halacha is that ain binyan vestira bekelim. Only some things that are also isur, but not every. It's not like binyan any. We're not allowed to make any small hole in the house. In a kli, you're allowed to midoraisa. Only a real binyan mamash bekli yasru. But the ma'isin ifsak in the Shulchan Aruch. Ain binyan vestira bekelim. The Rambam says, but if we have a chavit, if we have a barrel that is holds al boim seor, so it's like a binyan, and there's iser binyan vestira b'shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura says, the pashut, that it's not a kli, it's oil. So we see already not only lehilchas tume, it's not only that we mimayit misach is a shutnai, is some kind of definition, a special definition that we need for kabbalas tume. And we see that it's an aloche klolis lekol hashas. That's the way Chazal felt out to learn it. That is an aloche that kli habobemido is an oil. We look at it like an oil. We don't look at it as a keli. In the mail, it's tall. So according to that, so we understand why the Rambam says that it's choytzis b'fnei atumim, and we understand now the first two questions that we asked: what's the difference that Rabbanon warrant gozer tumim midrabbanon al kli abamimida, and they were gozer and kli amshute kliets. So according to the Rambam, we see there is definitely a big difference between the miut of pshute kliets, between the miut of klia silenachas and klia babemida. Klia silenachas and klia babemida is not a kli; it's an oil. And ain't din oilim tume boyalim. So there is no meaning to be gozer midrabanan tuma on klia silenachas or klia babemida. Luma zos pshute kliets. The agdara is it's vada, it's a kli. Pshute kliets, a knife, if we put it to be choytzet, a knife that will, let's say, will be big, or we take a flat table, that it's all, it won't be choytzet b'fnei atume, it won't be choytzet b'fnei kli, it's a kli, it's definitely a kli, or, okay, it's definitely a kli. Adrachagav, we found also a tosefta in Yedayim, Perek Aleph, Aloha Gimel, that's written in tosefta, ashei the table migdol, bizman sheim asuim, olim eino klim be'em yadayim. It's also, we see already in Frasa, it's not a chisson kabbal. We can be loytal yadayim from kli glolim, from kli adoma, even if it's not mekabal tume. But kli abobemida, we see already it's ohalim, like it's also possible from the tila sidayim. But pshute kli eitz, it is a kli, but it's not a maspika kli choshuv to be mekabal tume. So, but Rabbanan sora, no, to be goyzer, to call pani midrabanan that it should be metame. But according to the Goyin, we can explain it even zeir gishmak. According to Rambam, we have a stickle problem. The Goyin, Beliyahu Rabbe, and the Mishnah is Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, from how do we know that Pshutei Kli Eitz is Torah? Well, how do we know that Pshutei Kli Eitz is Torah? How do we know that Kli Eitz that has to be a Mekabel? So the Gro Beliyo Rabbe says a naya drosha. He says himself a naya drosha. We'll say his loshen. The Beliyo Rabbe says the kli matoches afilu royu lekabale lo tzarich shafilu pshuteim tmei. The Gro says like this: kli matches, we know that it doesn't have to be mekabel. Even a knife, but it has to be a kli, not stam matechet. but any kli is metam mekabel tuma bekli matechet. Shebekli cheres neemar el toichoy shetzich toch. Bekli cheres, how do we know that it has to something that hold, to be a holder, that it has to be a kli kibul? Because it's written in the Torah el toichoy. It has to be a toch. It has to be something to put inside. It can't be flat. Vebekli etz neemar kli mashma shetzich kli. The guy doesn't have it's not moving. Doesn't understand what the guy says here. Kli etz neemar kli shetzich kli. No, pshutei kelim. It's also a kli. But if we take a piece of gold that is not a kli, and it won't be mekabel tume, it has to be a kli. That's definitely tzich liot kli. It's time to take a piece of, we see a piece of metal in the street and thrown out. It won't be mekabel tume, but that it has to be kli. It doesn't have to be a clean kibul. So what does the Goyen says, that how do we know that kli eitz has to be a base kibul? Biglal shbiki be kli eitz katuf kli. The kli matega doesn't say kli. So what was the immediate the Goyen? So what we see the Goyen learns, that the chashivut, the siyav chashivut of a kli is with a kli with a kibul. A kli that doesn't have a base kibul, it's a kli, but it's a pachot, it's pachot chashuv kli. It's not such an important kli. A kli that, in other words, if we want to understand it, a knife, you can't do anything with the knife. A knife, you do something with the knife, you cut something. But the knife itself is nothing. It's all, they can do something with it. A cup, the kli in itself is doing everything. It holds, it doesn't need anything else to be done. It's a full kli. A poshut is nothing, it's only to do with the poshut something else. But it doesn't, a kli, it's a heft of a kli, that all that I can do is, it's munach already in this kli. That has to be a kli kibul. So the Goyen says, since we see in kli eitz, the Torah says, kli, mashma shetzich shiye kli. The bli kibul ze chisolon bekli. So according to the Goyen, it's about the poshut. Kli abo b'mido v'kli asuli nachas, that we learn we do need the sack. And mekabel, we have a different poshut. So it's different halachas completely. It's very simple. What doesn't have a mekabel? So it's like chisolon in the kli. Chisolon b'chashivut shel kli. We learn it only from the mila kli. And we can't say that it's not that if it's a poshut, it's not a mekabel and it's not a kli completely. That's definitely not. Because we see that kli matachas is definitely called a kli. So we see it's only chisolon of the chashivut of kli. But if we can get the chashivut, okay, so midrabanan, where those are also be mekabel tume, or tumas medres, will be metame bepshutei kelim, because it's the mace, it's a kli, who shayach leparashas tume. For tumas mace, it's not chashuv maspik to be mekabel tume. But tumas medres, we have exeris akosu that it is metame the medres. Rashi explains it in one case. That since the chashivut of the shimush of medres gives us the chashivut of the kli, but kli abob kli asul nachas, according to Goyen, is pashut nagit po katuv klal. Here it's written, here it said a klal that since it's not dumi the kli, in other words, it's not a kli, it's an oil. If it's not metal timolim mebekim, it's not only chisaron in the chashivut of the kli, but it's a kli, it's completely called an oil, like the Rambam says, it's not called a kli. So that's very explained according to the Gro. The problem is that the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that in Perek Beis of Keli, that the miut that we need kli kibul and kli in kli eitz, it's halacha in dumi the sack. So even according to Rambam, we have no choice, but we have to explain that kach ra'u chazal. That's where Chazal saw it. That there is a difference between the miut of dumi the sack legabe kli poshut lebein dumi the sack legabe oil. That's we see the Rambam. The Rambam says kli dumi the sack be kli above midah. The lo dumi the sack. It's not only that the missing of Sunday, one of the tnaim of the kli to be mekabel tume, but it's legame not a keli. It's an oil. That's we see the Rambam harem ke oil, and we see that it has a fresh Rambam on the aloches and kli pshute kli it's a chisol b'chashivut shel kli. Now we'll try to explain the Tesis Yontev To explain also another nekuda, what's the word that it's oyalim v'uchoytzet and keli is not choytzet? Like to explain this nekuda, what's the word that keli is not choytzet b'fnei atume? The word is chatzitze. The word of chatzitze is that I make it two places. If the tumah is in the house, somebody's outside of the house on the roof, so he's not in the same place of the tumah. So the ceiling, the roof, makes a chatzitze. It makes it two places. Keli shehu metaltel, it can't be koveya that here is one place and above is a dozen place. But because the mahut of a kli, that it's being moved. It's not something that it's standing and says, here is one place and above it is a different place. Because the mahut of kli, that it's also in the house. It can't divide one house into two. It can't divide one place, above it is one place and the other place is, and another underneath it is a different place. The kli itself is not a chashuv to be davar kavua, it's metaltel, that's a mahut for kli, that it's moving. Underneath here is one place. This they can't divide two places. But if we have kli asulianachas, the kli above a midah, that the chepsa of davaru, that it's not metaltel moliverekan, in other words, is that it's kavua. If it's kavua, doesn't mean that it's that what's underneath it is one place and what's above it is a different place. So it's choitza b'fnei atume. So it's written here in the Agdora of Metalta Molivereikom. It's written here Lemaisa the Agdora of that what is a Kli and what is a Oyel. A Oyel is something that is Kavua, that it's something that's Chashuv, it's one place and it's not Metalta, it's not a Keli. Now, Lechain, it's Choytzer if Netum. Keli is Metalta, it's made to be moved, so it can't be Choytzer if Netum. And that's the Agdora of Kli, the Kabbalah's Tumim. But what's the vault of the Tesis Yomtev? The Tesis Yomtev, we said that he had a shita in the middle. He said the Kli above the Midah is Metame Tumas Medris, but we don't have the cloud a Kolshon Mekame Medris Mekabel Tumas Meis. The question is why? So we'll try to explain it like this. Kol, we found Betumas Medris, we found the Chidush Gadol in the Rambam Perek Chof Gimel. It's lemaise. It's a Gemara on Shabbos daf pei dalit, but it has to do the pirushim of the Rishonim how to explain it. We have a musag. It's called mapatz. Mapatz is like a carpet, like a machzelet. A mapatz is mekabel tumas medras. The Rambam says, what is this a mapatz? The Rambam also in the pirusha Mishnayis and also beperek chav gimel alocha aleph in Keli. The Rambam says, "Hamapatz hu hamachzelet shorgim oto min hachavalim, min hasuf u min haguma v'chiyoyetz be. Ve'ein hamapatz bichlal keilim amurim b'torah, v'af al pikein hu metame b'medres din toiro, shariri ba'akosuf kol ha-mishka v'ze royu le-mishka v'asuilo." The Rambam says, "Mapatz is not a kli'etz, it's not a pshute kli'etz. It's made up for a different material. It's one of the materials, a guma, I don't know, maybe it's a different material that is not mekabel tumen. It's not one of the kelim. It's not kli matechet, not kli eitz, not kli or, not kli etzem. It's a different material completely. And it's not bichlal the halachas of tumas kelim. But there is a ribui, a special ribui, kol hamishkov umetame bemedres. The din toyo, kol hamishkov, kol shuroi lemishkov. It's made to be laid on, it's mekabel tumen, even if the kli in itself is not mekabel tumen. It's not one of the materials of Kabbalah that are mekabel any tumas sacherim, other tumas. That's the according to the Rambam. It's a big chidush, but that's according to the Rambam. So, according to that, we understand the Tesis Yomtov. The Tesis Yomtov says, even if I say, hold that kli above a midah, it's oihel, and it's not a kli, the Tesis Yomtov says, kli medres doesn't have to be a kli. Legora for mapots. Like mapots, that even it's also not a kli and it's mekabel tumas medres, because medres is different. As the same din we have on tumas kli above a midah, kli asulinachas, the Tesis Yomtov holds that it's also be mekabel tumas medres. Now we'll understand that the Rosh, why it won't be also mekabel tumas medres. We have a klal, call a mekabel tumas medres, mekabel tumas medres. The vote in this klali is explains Rashi. Also, the Stipler holds like that in Siman, entire Siman Yud Beis. So the holds the Stipler, the Kilas Yankev holds that the Kilas Yankev holds that the assault of Kola Mekabel Tumas Medres Sarayut Tomebi Tumas Meis holds the Stipler that the Hezber is the explanation is that a Kli that has a Chashivut of Kabbalah of Tumas Medres, it gives that itself gives a chashivut in the kli to be mekabel tumah, even though that the kli is not a kli by itself, kli chashuv, because he doesn't have a mekabel, so it's not be mekabel tumah smeis. But since the kli is being made that a person can lay on it or sit on it, that itself gives a chashivut onto the kli that will be mekabel tumah. So it's memele mekabel tumah smeis. Excuse me, the kilas yankiv is tyrus of simen vov. And that's the explanation of Kol Mekabel Tumas Smith and Mekabel Tumas Smith. But the Tesis Yontev based on his hold that Kliya Sulemido is a oil and it's not Shaykh Bechlal to Din Kabbalah Tumas Smith. It does not be told that the Chashivut Shlo, Fuch, be told the Chashivut Shlo, it's maybe more important, it's already oil, it's on the other side, that it's Mufkami Kabbalah Tumas. What he does have a din tumeh of tumas medrash, because in tumas medrash we have a klal that even if it's not a keli, it is also be mekabel tumeh, because anything that's made of mishkot is be mekabel tumeh. So, but this is Yom Tov says, since it, that's the aloch of it, but we'll only have the klal, we'll only have it be kliya sulenachas, we'll only have the din that'll be mekabel tumas medrash, and we won't be mekabel tumas medrash.